This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Emergency doctors say the pandemic is pushing providers and the health system to the limit. Here's CPR's John Daly.
An emergency doctors group says it has told the governor's office about problems from a nursing shortage to a lack of access to rapid testing. Its president, Dr. Ricky Dhaliwal, says ERs are struggling to treat high numbers of patients as the Omicron surge continues.
We are in a crisis, and the thing about it is that this is a crisis that's now, and it's about to get worse.
The group wants the state to better communicate when people should seek emergency care and to enact emergency protocols for hospitals. The health department says it has no plans to activate those crisis guidelines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Classes are going remote at Arapahoe Community College. Virtual classes start today and continue at least through February 1st. School officials cite a COVID surge among students and staff. Colorado wildlife managers are revisiting plans to reintroduce wolverines. CPR Sam Brash reports the state first considered that idea more than 10 years ago.
Doug Vilsack is Colorado's Assistant Director of Parks, Wildlife, and Lands. He mentioned reviving the 2010 wolverine plan in a commission meeting last week.
So we're dusting off those old documents and seeing what might be learned from those.
The first version of the plan died after objections from the ski industry. Resorts worried wolverines could end up on the National Endangered Species List, which could have restricted their operations on public lands. But the federal government decided against that in 2020. The result is the big carnivorous weasels could be brought back without much impact on private businesses. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A proposed new state law would do away with hunting seasons for mountain lions and bobcats. Hunters in Colorado kill around 500 mountain lions and close to 2,000 bobcats every year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.